In this bulletin, a COVID-19 outbreak in Melbourne's north grows ahead of a planned restriction announcement today. Iran and Palestine criticise a new deal normalising relations between Israel and Sudan. And in sport, Richmond claims the AFL Premiership for the third time in 4 years after a stunning victory over Geelong. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Businesses shut down in Victoria are pushing to reopen once again despite a growing COVID-19 cluster in Melbourne's north. Further changes to restrictions are set to be announced today, including potential decisions on hospitality venues and retail stores. Premier Daniel Andrews has warned Victorians not to expect a significant lifting of restrictions, which will depend on the latest test results.
We are still optimistic that we'll be able to have positive things to say, but it's a note of caution. With so much information yet to come to us, we need to be guided by that. That has always been the way. That is what has delivered these low numbers. That is what has seen us go from literally thousands of active cases to now less than 100 active cases for the first time in months.
The Australian Industry Group says businesses are desperate for cash flow ahead of the Christmas period. In a statement, the group has argued businesses should be permitted to operate, even if there are new cases, as long as there are effective contact tracing systems in place. Iran and Palestine are among those criticising a new deal normalising relations between Israel and Sudan. With assistance from the United States, Israel and Sudan have agreed to develop economic and trade ties with a focus on agriculture. Benjamin Netanyahu has praised the move as a step forward in relations between Israel and the Arab world.
Whereas today, Khartoum says yes. Yes to peace with Israel, yes to recognition of Israel, and yes to normalization with Israel. This is a new era, the era of true peace. This is a peace that is expanding to include other Arab countries, three of which have made peace with us in recent weeks. Sudanese and Israeli delegations will meet soon to discuss cooperation in many fields.
Iran's foreign ministry has labelled the deal phony, while Palestine leadership has described it as a new stab in the back in its fight for sovereignty. Protesters in Poland have breached public gathering rules to voice their opposition to coronavirus measures, with police using tear gas and pepper spray to respond. On Saturday, there were clashes between authorities and campaigners, many of whom were not wearing face masks during the demonstrations. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, also announced on Saturday that he has tested positive to COVID-19. He says he has no symptoms, but Poland is dealing with a total of 241,000 infections. A suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul has killed at least 18 people, including students. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the blast, which has also injured about 57 people. The explosion happened outside an education centre where there is a large Shia community. Islamic State has targeted this religious minority in Afghanistan in the past. US President Donald Trump has cast his vote in Florida and continued on the campaign trail with just a few days left before the November election. Former President Barack Obama will also campaign in Florida on behalf of Joe Biden, who is heading to Pennsylvania on Saturday for two events. More than 50 million people have cast their ballots early, and after lodging his vote, Mr. Trump again questioned postal voting.
It was a very secure vote, much more secure than when you send in a ballot, I can tell you that. Everything was perfect, very strict, right by the rules. When you send in your ballot, could never be like that, could never be secure like that. They've done a fantastic job over here, great people inside.
Experts say mailed-in votes are as safe as any other method. In the AFL, Geelong star Patrick Dangerfield says the Cats will learn from last night's grand final loss to Richmond in Brisbane. The Cats lost by 31 points to the Tigers, who have won back-to-back premierships after a difficult season because of coronavirus. 30-year-old Dangerfield says Richmond deserve the win because ultimately the team and players create their own luck.
We're bitterly disappointed, but we had a great run. We just couldn't quite execute when it mattered most. So whilst we're incredibly disappointed, Richmond were fantastic.
And Geelong's Gary Ablett, who injured his shoulder during the final, retired from the sport after 357 matches. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a possible shower and windy, 13. Hobart, cloudy, 13 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 14. Wollongong, rain developing and 16. Sydney, rain increasing and windy, 17. Newcastle, similar conditions, 19. Brisbane, showers and a likely storm, 29. Cairns, a possible shower, 32. And Darwin, much the same, with a storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.